Proclamation number 6229 of 5th of April, 1955. Recognition and reception dependent on will. I can only ever consider people as their own will allows. They could receive everything from me. My gifts of grace could flow to them without restriction. Yet as long as they ask for little or nothing at all, my gifts would only ever be a certain constraint on their decision and entirely without purpose, for the being shall attain perfection of its own free will and not change due to my will or my influence against its will, because then it would lose all freedom of itself and always and forever only remain my living creation but could never become my child. Thus you humans can only ever be influenced such that you recognize your weakness and imperfection yourselves and voluntarily desire to change this state into a better one. I can only ever make you aware of your weakness and imperfection by contrasting it with the original state in which you are unspeakably blissful. And I can only ever do this through my word, through enlightenment about the correlations, the origin and purpose of everything you see around you and what you are yourselves. Whether you want to believe this is entirely up to you again, which is why such knowledge can never be proven but will not seem improbable to you again if only you seriously occupy yourselves with such thoughts which my word will let arise in you. Because this is my will. For I help you wherever possible without curtailing your will. You can come to realization but you have to muster the will for it yourselves. Then, however, you will noticeably experience a grant of grace and be able to easily cover the path of ascent. For whatever you lack in strength and light I will give to you in abundance. And the more you desire the more you will also receive. For my love sets no limits to my will to give. Everything is at your disposal. You just have to come to me and appeal to me for my gifts of grace. You have to entrust yourselves to me in your weakness and ask for strength. You have to give yourselves to me willingly in faith in my infinite love and might and ask me to have mercy on your weakness. You must feel and happy yourselves in the state you live in on earth and certainly want but cannot always carry out what you want because you lack the strength to do so. And I will also not leave any request unfulfilled which is meant for the aim that you reach perfection. I will always and constantly take care of you, even when your will is still turned away from me. But then only ever try to direct it towards me, because I must leave you the freedom of your will. You are never abandoned, for my aim is to bring you to me, and thus I will try to influence you until you voluntarily surrender yourselves to me in order to then be able to supply you with unmeasured grace and strength. So that you will reach your aim. So that you will unite with me from whom you once originated. Amen.